You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the morning as we prepare for another day of idiocracy.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's cloudy out there this morning.
Yeah.
Cool, but not bad. A little warmer than yesterday morning.
I think it got warmer since early last night.
Yeah. It's been warming up.
It's pretty nice.
It's 59 degrees, and it's going to be a fairly nice day, although we do have a chance for a shower or two later this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could use the rain.
Yeah, and a brief respite from working on the yard.
Yeah?
Just please, rain. Have I don't want to get out there again.
Really? What have you been working on lately?
Oh, man, I mean, it's just everything. You know, we're looking at all the plants that we ignored last year that we want to get rid of this year.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's been pretty much a nightmare. I'm sure everybody can understand where I'm coming from on this thing. You know, I got the chainsaw the other day.
Really, Elon? Yeah. Why did you do that? What were you chopping down?
I was waving it around in the yard.
No wonder your neighbors are starting to wonder about you. Why did you give the chainsaw?
Well, you know, I had to cut a whole bunch of trees down, dead trees, by the way. I mean, they were so dead that the bark was falling off the trees.
Okay.
But it was something I had to finally do. But, you know, it's so easy to hold a chainsaw now because it just has a battery on it. You know? It's not this heavy engine anymore. No, oil and gas mixtures. I mean, damn, this is so easy.
Yeah.
The only thing you really have to put in it now is grease, oil.
Yeah.
That, it coats the chain as it rotates through. So.
That's right.
Sam? So what I'm hearing is you want to cut down more trees now. Just so that you can use the chainsaw more.
Well,
Mr. Wunsler.
Yeah, the whole thing here is that sometimes it gets jammed. If you're cutting the tree trunk a little wrong, it jams up. And those are the moments that you just want to scream and walk away, you know, just buy another chainsaw.
is it a big chainsaw that you have?
It's a medium-sized chainsaw. Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a medium-sized, but they do. It's not one of the big ones where you can take down, you know, a 1 foot radius tree, you know.
Right.
It's about a 6 or 7 inch tree cutter at the most. But, we had to fell the tree that would go right into the street on High Point Road.
you did that?
Yeah. And, it went down. I ran down there with the chainsaw. I'm starting to chop it so it's not hanging out in the street.
God.
Yeah. And I thank all the people who who went around me.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah, it wasn't
that
good.
Yesterday, did you do that? Yesterday?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, I cut the tree, and it's just tipping. You can hear it cracking, you know? And then Ann goes, not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. Because, you know, I had to cut it so it didn't fall in front of a car going by. And she said, not yet. Man, I put my whole body in that position to hold that tree up while the car went
John,
by.
John, I'm sorry to say, but in the battle between you and a falling tree, I think you're going to lose.
I'm going to lose that baby.
Yeah,
I was, I was worried, but apparently I didn't cut it enough where it would just, you know, free fall.
Mm.
So anyway, that's my adventure. So that's why I'm glad that
exciting.
May rain and then I can't go out in the yard. It stops me from going out there and destroying everything else.
Good.
Yeah.
Man. Well, weather-wise, today, it does look kind of cloudy. through the
day. I don't
have
my weather watch.
I know.
You
forgot your watch. Yeah. How do you forget your watch? I thought you wore it all the time, 24/7.
No, I take it off for about an hour from waking up to finishing breakfast. Then I put it back on. It's completely recharged. And I'm ready to go for the rest of the day.
Yeah, okay.
Now I'm just not ready to go for the rest of the day. I'm just completely.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that charged my whole life.
Well, we'll try to get by without it today.
All right.
But
All right.
Let's take a look at the afternoon temperature. What shall we use today? What do you think? The bar dice?
Well,
you ready for the bar dice, or you want to do the roulette wheel?
I think the roulette wheel. Although I'm still going to go for the. We have to get the other device in here, and that
What are you talking about?
You know the thing that you.
What the one-armed bandit? Is
no,
that
no.
under repair?
The spinning.
Are you talking like the big wheel on The Price is Right?
The big wheel.
Well, no, I mean, it's the wheel that we use for our.
The roulette wheel?
The roulette wheel.
For the news wheel?
No, not the roulette wheel.
No, the other wheel.
Yeah.
The news
the,
headline.
Like, the bingo barrel.
Oh, the bingo barrel?
No.
Oh, man.
But
what are
what?
You talking about?
You know what? That's a great idea. We should get the bingo barrel out here.
Yeah.
Again.
Okay, we could do that. We'll work on that.
But what do you know? It's the wheel that we use out in the street
to give away prizes.
The prize wheel.
And that is the wheel we used to use for news and all sorts
news
of different
subjects.
Things. Yeah, new subjects.
Yeah, right. We could set that up for weather, sure.
What did we used to call it? We lost
it. It was the news wheel.
The weather wheel.
The news.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. It was simply the weather
the
wheel.
The weather wheel.
Good Lord.
It makes it easy for us.
Okay.
Well, you know why we named it that? Because it was simple to remember. Now we've forgotten it. But anyway, we got to get the weather wheel back in here.
All right. In the meantime, let's use whatever Sam's ready
Eyewitness
to use
weather?
Now. What do you got, Sam?
Okay. Does this answer your question?
It's the one-armed bandit.
Zero.
Seven and six. Okay. Got my timing off there. 0, 7, and 6.
There you go.
76 would be the predicted high for today. Whew, man, glad we got through that. Let's take a look at the National Day calendar. We'll whip right through this. Not too many choices today. Is it or is it not? Barbershop Quartet Day?
Mm-hmm.
National Crouton Day? National Fruit Cocktail Day? National Apple Pie Day? Or National Frog Jumping Day? Which one of those days does not belong in that list?
Well, it certainly isn't National Crouton Day. What the hell is that all about?
You're wrong. It is National Crouton Day.
What, people don't have enough to do in life.
Got to have a crouton celebration.
Of course we do.
Have a parade and everything.
Skip the lettuce. Just throw those croutons in there with salad dressing and you're ready to go.
Yep. Sam, would you care to take a guess?
It's not Barbershop Quartet Day.
You're correct.
All
it's
right.
not Barbershop Quartet
what?
Day. That
did
might
you,
be some other day.
Did you say Barbershop?
I did. Early in the beginning.
I missed that somewhere.
Near the beginning. But it is National Crouton Day. Sam, you got a shiny new dime added to your account?
Please,
you're
going to
cash
National Crouton Day.
National Crouton. You know... National Crouton Day recognizes a tasty topping that shouldn't be overlooked. How could
pinch
we have
me,
overlooked it all
pinch
these
me,
years?
Pinch me, I must be dreaming.
Oh,
this
my God.
Heaven.
Okay.
What a day.
Many of our words for bread-related foods come from the French. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
We
are we saying crouton the right way?
I don't know. Are we? Oh, no. Oh, well. Never mind. Hang on. Many of our words for bread-related foods come from the French, and for good reason. The French love bread. Croutons are no different. They're no different at all.
Stale bread?
Is this not working?
I don't know. I had to unplug it and plug it back in this morning, Gordy, so somebody might have looked at it wrong, and now it's...
Let me try it one more time. Yeah, it looks
we
levels
have a
are
little device.
Levels are happening over here. But
what have you done to it,
Greg? I didn't touch it except to push this button, and it looks like it's working on this end. All right,
we have an electronic device.
Never mind.
It's the Crouton-O-Matic 3000.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's get back to the crouton. The French love bread. The croutons are no different,
and they love French What? Stale bread.
Yes, croutons are often made from day-old bread, which has been cut into cubes and seasoned with herbs, oil, or butter. The bread is then either toasted or put in the oven and tossed into a hot pan until crunchy.
You know,
let's salute the crouton today.
I did sing the song, the banana boat song.
What's that?
I changed the lyrics to it.
You did?
Day old bread. Day old bread for just 49 cents.
Okay. What a deal.
I did that for an ad.
You did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for a bakery in town.
Nice. Yep. Yeah. Are they no longer in business? Or?
No, they actually aren't.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's National Fruit Cocktail Day. Mm-hmm. You've been celebrating the food holidays routinely. National Fruit Cocktail Day on May 13th may be a way to improve your calorie count. Many of us have childhood memories, John, of the dish of fruit cocktail regularly served with a meal.
We don't eat fruit cocktail anymore.
Yeah.
My gosh, it's so bland.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Can't remember the last time I had some. Okay. It's National Apple Pie Day. Yep. We all love apple pie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
It's great. Yeah. It's very American. National Pie Day, America's favorite dessert. It's observed annually on May 13th. The food holiday is not only delicious, it's one of the oldest traditional foods everyone serves at every holiday.
It's almost like you can't eat it without ice cream. It's got to be a la mode, right?
Yes. The first apple pie recipe was printed in England in 1381.
What?
1381.
Wow.
England's taking credit for it.
I guess. The list of ingredients back then included good apples, good spices, figs, raisins, pears.
No. Oh, God.
Saffron and...
No.
Coffin?
Well, I'm glad we changed that.
Yeah.
Made it very American.
And
very
one more
boring.
Here. National Frog Jumping Day. Okay. I don't know why we need a day for this, but in 1865, Mark Twain published his first short story, Jim Smiley and His Jumping Frog. That was Mark Twain's first short story.
Wow.
Later, he changed the name and published it, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. If you got a frog, let him jump, I guess. What's I don't know why you celebrate National Frog Day, but okay. Sam, take it over for history, but open it up.
Oh, man. I have an actual cough today, so this is going to be a genuine cough you're hearing.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You're a little congested there, aren't you?
Ah, got a nice clear throat now.
Too many bong hits over the weekend?
No, Gordy. No, I did not.
What is it, then?
What is what?
Why do you have the cough?
You know, I was around a ton of people over the weekend.
Is it pollen or?
No, well, I didn't sleep well last night. I sort of was coughing by the time I went to bed last night. Who knows?
Had the air conditioning on. Do you have air conditioning in your apartment?
I do. It's not on yet. We just had the fans going.
Oh, yeah. It's time for that.
All right.
Well, let me just sneak this first bit of history in here. Today in 1637, allegedly, because we can't really confirm this, Cardinal Richelieu of France invented the butter knife.
Oh!
And now you may ask, why does it matter that he invented, why did he invent the butter knife?
Yeah,
well,
why?
It was all to stop dinner guests that he was hosting from picking their teeth with the sharp knives that he had on the table.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow.
What year was that?
The 1637.
Obviously, that was well before toothpicks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we got to thank him for that.
Yeah. We'll get to the rest of the history book coming up, right?
That's
you got
right.
that, Mark? And a little bit later on in this hour, Lisa Bernard will join us from the Dane County Humane Society with some animals that you can consider adopting. And in our next hour, Jimmy Kay will stop by, get the latest from him.
Yeah, he's got a dog walking service.
Yes, he does.
Dog care service.
Yes. Yep. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning for a Tuesday. Stay with us.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Salad, yummy, yummy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, yeah. Digging away there. Stevie Wonder. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. It's always one of my favorite songs. I saw that performed live and upbeat.
Wow.
You know, he has a hard time doing lip syncing, so he does the songs mostly live.
That's good.
And it was he just kicks ass, man. That's a great song.
He's amazing. Yeah. 6:23, it's cloudy this morning. Temperatures will climb into the mid-70s this afternoon. We're playing Stevie because it's his birthday today.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Sam, how old is Stevie Wonder?
He's my age.
As old as John is, yeah.
Oh,
so,
my God.
What, 75?
Wow, he's really
almost
getting up there. Wow.
Almost. Are you, wait,
we're not supposed to say, and I'm 62.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, sure. Okay.
You were born on February 29th, right? So you're a quarter that age.
No. Oh, boy.
He was born in Saginaw, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Steveland Hardaway Morris.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Sam.
Stevie Wonder's got a little better ring to it.
Yeah, yes. Stevie Morris doesn't work for me. Mm. Little Stevie Morris.
Yeah.
We got a few other birthdays today. Another Stevie who's celebrating a birthday, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's also Richie Valens' birthday today.
It would have been, yes.
Yes.
Okay, what else? Anything else in history?
Yeah, we got a couple other things. I thought that this was... Well, not it shouldn't be funny. War is never funny. But today in 1846, the United States finally declared war on Mexico, the Mexican-American War, after like 3 months after they invaded the country.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I thought that this one was pretty good. Today in 1920, the Socialist Party of the United States, they nominated somebody for president, convict number 2253. Convict 2253 was Eugene V. Debs. He ran for president four times under the Socialist Party, and the fourth time he was in prison for it.
Wow.
Hmm. Now we have our own convict.
Yeah, exactly.
As president.
Yeah. We would not have had Donald Trump. He would not have run if Eugene Debs had not walked.
Paved the way.
Yeah.
He paved the way, yeah.
Amazing.
He opened the door for him.
Okay. Is that it for the history?
Just about.
I always wonder about Stephen Colbert's last name. You know,
how it's
he
pronounced?
Was a character. He was a character on The Daily Show.
Yes, he was.
And it was a French spin on his last name. And I'm just thinking, is it really Colbert or Colbert?
Colbert.
Colbert.
Colbert. Yeah, it's the way you normally say that last name.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
We have to go back in time and
we'll have to ask him when next time he's a guest on the program.
Maybe we could ask Julian. What?
So how do you say croissant in French?
Not croissant,
with the typical
Colbert.
French pronunciation.
Oh, croissant?
Is it croissant?
No.
Croissant?
Okay.
Croissant.
Get him out of here. Croissant. Okay. That's wrong.
Well, the trick is not to say the T at the end.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I don't know what the real pronunciation, it doesn't seem like it would be Colbert. But
exactly, because it was his character, and I wish he had kind of maintained that character throughout his entire late-night show. But sadly, he didn't, and I'm still thinking he held on to that pronunciation.
Mm.
Just for the fun of it, I don't know.
Sam, do you remember him as a character before he got the late-night show?
No, I have no idea about that.
Wow. Well, he portrayed a real right-wing talk show host.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had his own show and everything, and it was just the best show on TV,
that's
actually
funny.
But
yeah, it was right after.
And then
the
he gave up the
Daily
character.
Show. Yeah,
just blew my mind.
Well,
he
went back to being himself.
He was wimpy. His interviews were soft and awful.
Made you feel good about yourself as a real interviewer talk show host.
Exactly.
Know?
I had the edge. He lost it.
Okay.
But of course, you know, I wasn't working back then, so.
And he's got a big time job in New York City. So,
well, okay. That's what happens.
That's what's okay.
The riffraff floats around. All right. Hey, I just wanted to mention here that, you know, Mother's Day came and went, and I got my wife a Roku stick.
What?
For the old TV set in her bedroom.
Okay.
So now she wanted this Roku stick desperately to get out of the living room in the evening when I have the news on. She can't stand it anymore. It's driving her nuts.
Really?
She gets very angry about the news. It really is almost personal because of the things this administration is doing against women. As I've mentioned before, you know, it seems like ICE agents are going after moms.
Right.
Because I guess they're the easiest target to get. And it just drives her crazy. She can't stand it anymore. So she's going to take that Roku stick, plug it in, and watch her own shows. And right now she's in Longmire again. She loves Longmire.
Oh, Longmire.
We have watched episodes of Longmire about 3 or 4 times.
And really?
Yeah. Now she's back into it because she's writing a book based on a cowboy.
Oh.
So, you know, it's...
Yeah. That's a perfect show to watch.
It's a good inspiration.
Are you sure?
He's a sheriff out there.
It's a great show.
Yeah. And of course, I have my Longmire coat.
You're walking around with that just to inspire her?
You know, I got to wear it a little more often. I just love that damn thing.
Got to wear it in the 80-degree weather that we're
having. Well, you know, it has a lining. I can just take it out. But, yeah, 80 degrees, too warm.
It's still a little warm.
A little warm.
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. You know, one thing that remains constant since 1958, John, do you know what it is?
That they have adjustable bed frames.
I don't think they had them back in 1958 yet, but I could be wrong about that.
Well,
you should go in and ask
them.
You
could adjust it in any part of the room if you want.
That's good.
See that part.
No, the one thing that remains constant since 1958, they're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations of Verlo Mattress, one on the east side, one on the west side. Go to verlo.com. We'll be back with Idiocracy right around the corner on the John and Gordy Show.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, that's what they expect to be the more superior ones, the guys who know what's going on.
Right.
Their decisions are the final say on everything, and we are the dumb ones. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. John and Gordy in the Morning, we know, and we've got more Idiocracy. Oh, you know, they just announced something. We'll get to that in just a moment. I know you want to mention something here, but this is John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX. And if you're listening on your radio right now, driving into work, remember, you can always Bluetooth us from your phone while you watch the show.
On YouTube or Facebook or Twitter X. Sure.
Because we're dressed very comfortably today.
Yes, we are. So there's a lot of activity here.
Visually,
in the
there's really nothing to see. Why do I even promote this?
I don't know.
We remember we're going to do puppets one time and surprise everybody if they were watching.
I think there's something like 12 or 13 people. How many watching this morning, Sam?
Can you tell?
Today there there was 6. Now it just went down to 5. Thanks. Thanks, you guys.
Way to go. Yeah, not a lot of people watch. You know, I mean, there's just two guys in front of a couple of microphones. I mean, that's not, you know, visually that.
No, it isn't. We just got to take the initiative to do a puppet show. Then people are going to show up.
Yeah, we got the puppets. So anytime you want to do that, we need the puppeteers run the puppets.
We do have the puppets.
Okay. This portion of the show, such as it is brought to you by the Madison Hearing Aid Center. At 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, they have fast, flexible appointments. You get individualized care, not one size fits all. Every customer gets a tailored experience designed around their specific hearing needs and lifestyle. And they've been helping people and changing lives. That's their number one goal. And it's not just selling the hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can go there and do a hearing test on their site, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Check them out. Okay?
All right.
All right.
Well, you can give Jim a call and set up Sarah. A hearing test. And
yeah, I need to do that.
Find the right hearing aid just for you. High-tech stuff now using AI. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones before we get to any of the Idiocracy stories here today. Okay. Joe, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Oh, good. Good to hear you guys. I just wanted to add on to the story of Kash Patel, the director of our FBI,
yes.
that you had focused on yesterday, and just add a few more details for this. Mm-hmm. As we will recall, and just recounting it, he appeared before the Senate Budget Committee last Thursday, and there was this wonderful clip with Senator Patty Murray where he had to admit that he was at a budget hearing with no budget and
right.
no explanation for why there wasn't a budget, which, and by law, he's supposed to have a budget and it's overdue. So in going through this, there's a little bit more to this backstory, which is really fascinating. There's an article from MSNBC that people can look up with the wonderful title, Kash Patel Doesn't Seem to Be Taking His FBI Director Role Seriously.
Yes, seriously. Yeah.
No, really? And I didn't realize that before he spoke to the Senate, Wednesday last week, he testified before the House of Representatives about meeting about the budget proposal. So, which, of course, he didn't have it then either, but he was claiming at that point, without offering any details, that the FBI needed $1 billion more than its current budget to do its mission, which may be true, but he didn't have anything to back it up.
Right.
So the problem is that within 24 hours, he changed his tune because he was clashing with Trump's plan to slash $1 billion from the Bureau's budget. So he appears before the Senate, you know, having gotten slapped down, apparently, and had no information about what this new budget, empty-handed, said he hadn't even reviewed a proposal yet.
Oh, my God.
If this doesn't make you a little bit nervous,
yeah.
He's also known, as they outline in this article, that there's a bit of a leadership void. They mention the fact that there's this decades-long practice where every morning at 8:30, there's a director's brief where the director gets information from across the country, agencies and agents giving him all this information about what's going on so mm-hmm. you can know what kind of threats and worries there may be on the horizon. Well, it had been 5 days a week for decades, and it's now reduced to 2 because they're getting a difficult time getting Mr. Patel to show up for work.
He doesn't come into work.
Wow. Yeah, at 8:30 in the morning, still not there, which I'm sure really rings a bell for you guys, given the time that you get up in the morning.
Right.
But apparently, and this is the line that I really love, that they had at least two sources, current FBI, said that they're having a difficult time crafting this brief because he seems uninterested in his material, and quote, they are struggling to craft a briefing that captures his attention.
Wow. That
wow.
Is,
so,
why is it so, like that? I mean, Trump has the same problem.
They have no attention span.
Yeah,
but because that's what your job is, to craft his attention,
yeah.
not his job to have attention. So at any rate, so more to be said on this, but I did want to add that backstory. So as you struggle to craft a budget, realize it's not necessary. meet your meetings, it's not necessary.
I know he is traumatized probably being asked for the budget after being turned down. He probably had plans for the $1 billion he wanted extra for the FBI, but that was turned down. So his entire vision for the FBI was shot down, and the next day he was asked for the budget. Too bad.
Well, he's got a concept of a plan, so that should be good.
There you
enough.
Go. Concept. All right, Joe.
Very good. Joe, thank you for
Thanks
that
a
comment.
Lot.
You can call us 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or do it the easy way on the Civic Media app. You can contact us. Just go to the WMDX site and text us or call us. Okay.
Well, we were watching something here on CNN, and they were talking about how, everybody's celebrating the fact that China has lowered the tariff.
Right.
And this was a big agreement between Trump and China. The tariff is going from...
It was 145%.
Yes.
And it went down to 30%. Kind of a big drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Now everybody's happy again.
Yeah.
But.
So now the American public can expect to spend only $2,200 extra a year as opposed to $3,400 extra a year. Boy, that's a big say. You know, I think a big sigh of relief here. I guess now we can just let this go, right?
Well, wait a minute.
Now that we're only paying $2,200 extra a month, or I mean a year. Yeah, I don't know. And now Goldman Sachs came out and said, you know, we got to readjust our vision of the recession. Maybe the odds of recession are less now.
Well, okay, now, yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Well, I guess wait and see, but
a lot based on this silliness. Hmm. All right, I want to get to something. You'll have to. I'm going to ask everybody out there to just kind of envision this. Okay, this is kind of a mental thing because it's more of a picture that you have to. To picture while I'm reading this. Okay. But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel featured this on his show. It's New Mexico Representative Melanie Stansbury. We've talked about her before. Yeah. She is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's coming out swinging for the Democrats. She decided to troll Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. And it was a doctored photo that Marjorie Taylor Greene presented in the hearing. I mean, she's out there saying, look at this. Stansbury held up an actual photo of Green's witness showing that he had two fingers up in a peace sign.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah. And not just one middle finger, which is what Marjorie Taylor Greene was presenting to everybody, saying, look at this guy was just giving everybody the finger.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But that turned out to be not true.
Yeah. As she had this doctored photo up there, cutting off one of the fingers, just showing the middle finger. Melanie Stansbury interrupted and then held up a picture of the actual two-finger peace sign.
Right.
But it's so audibly fantastic. Let's listen to this.
In which she used a clearly doctored photo that makes it seem like this guy who's in charge of U.S. fencing was giving the middle finger when, in fact, he was holding up two fingers.
Here displayed behind me is the post that Mr. LaFelt put up. Mr. LaFelt came in here today saying that this is game day.
One moment, a point of order, please, Madam Chair.
You're not.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order. The document that you have up behind you is a misrepresentation of the actual post. It appears that you're trying to misrepresent
She's
a witness
up the
here
photo.
Who you use subpoena powers against.
This is not Ms. Stansbury. Ms. Stansbury, this is not a point of order.
The actual picture.
Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized. Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized.
One of those these days that gavel's going to hit her in the head, and she'll be smarter for it. She will be better off.
You are not. This is not a point of order, Ms. Stansbury. This is not a point of order.
What this committee does, you are misrepresenting the witnesses. You are misrepresenting policy. You are misrepresenting.
Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized.
I just love it.
Yeah. I did see the video of that. It was blatant.
Yeah.
I
mean, at the end there, they're arguing again, right?
Yeah, right.
But Stanbury is actually holding the photo.
Right. It's right there.
Right behind her. She doesn't know that the photo with the two fingers is right behind her. Mm. It is just wonderful.
Yeah.
Stanbury is just incredible. She is fantastic to watch. Mm. All right. Now let's get to something here. And this is the Ragtag Ice Guys. Now, we talked about it briefly yesterday about what they're wearing.
Yeah, the uniforms.
No one knows who these people are. I mean, right. You know, they're in jeans or camo. You think they're maybe cosplaying militia members or something
well,
like that,
to
right?
Be carrying ID and everything.
Yeah. Right? Well, right. They do. Yeah. And so I looked it up and I mentioned this yesterday, but the only thing that they're required to have is an ID on their uniform.
Okay.
Whatever uniform they decide to wear. They don't have a uniform to wear. And isn't it time that if they got these brown shirts out there sweeping people off the street and making them disappear, I think they should at least have the uniforms on.
Right.
If not, just unmasked. Okay? I mean, they can wear the masks. They can wear anything they want except for at least having on an ID so you can at least see who they are. But there's not enough time. They're usually rushing by you. And pushing you aside, challenging you, basically. And if you fight back, of course, they're going to arrest you and deport you to El Salvador.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's time that we come up with a uniform for these definite brown shirts out there. All
okay.
right?
Yeah.
All right. And I know you're saying, hey, John, why don't you move on here? Okay.
Yeah, well, John, why aren't you moving on here?
Well, you know, ICE roughed up a mayor, held him for a few hours, and also pushed around some representatives going to an ICE facility to check this out in New Jersey. Why don't we play cut 89?
Okay.
Let's play 89. And this is setting the record straight, Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman.
That's scary. That's determination to intimidate people in this country. And we fear for the safety and security of everyday families just trying to go about their lives. If they can do this to three federally elected officials with the authority to come and do their job, and they can then also lock up the mayor of the largest city in the state of New Jersey who is on public property, I understand the fear that I keep getting information on. People just are afraid of this un-American hyperactivity, this weaponization of law enforcement, and the consistent lying at all levels to try to cover up for the wrong and the unlawful activities that ICE did on that day.
Yes, yes, we're all afraid now.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah, WMDX 92.7. You know, this is one of my favorite segments of the program.
I know it.
Try and find homes for pets that really need that love.
And that's why we have Lisa Bernard here from the Dane County Humane Society. And good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
You've got a few animals here to talk about. We have three different animals up for adoption, right?
Yes. So let's just jump. Two of them are dogs.
Yes.
And one's a cat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get started.
I got to say that the cat looks just like my old black cat, Yipes.
Yipes. And,
Should we start there with, with Al?
Okay. Al.
So, all right. Al, he's an adult cat who was found in Sun Prairie in early April. Okay. And when he came to us, he was super scared. So we thought we'd put him in an office to help him try to get more settled with a person in there, and he was still pretty shy and startles very easily. So then we ended up putting him in a program that we began. It's called Jackson Galaxy's Cat Positive Program. It's a clicker training program because he's very treat motivated, and so he's learning things like touch, how to touch an object when asked, and how to give a high five, how to sit, and all with clicker training. And then he gets rewarded with a treat. And he's really come out of his shell, so much so that when he is done with his training lesson, he crawls in his trainer's lap and snuggles with her.
Oh, that's so cute. Gosh.
So I got to hang out with him yesterday for the first time. And because, I mean, I've seen him, but he was always so scared. So I didn't want to stress him out. But yesterday I was sitting in the office with him, and after he was done training with her, he crawled into my lap for the first time too. So it was really exciting. He loves to purr and snuggle. So if you're looking for a lap cat and you're going to be patient with him and let him settle in, he's your guy.
Al.
Wow. Okay.
Al the cat.
You know, I had how old do cats live? That sounds just like Yipes.
Your cat.
They live to about 35, right?
Maybe.
Oh, boy. Well, he used to shake hands, fetch a ball, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Was Yipes named after the band in Madison back in the day?
Yeah, exactly.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Lisa, you have a dog here, a couple of dogs. First up, Blueberry. Tell us about Blueberry.
Yeah. Yes, she is a four-year-old gray pit bull, about 75 pounds. She, too, is very shy when meeting new people and when meeting new dogs. But when she does meet someone, She becomes very friendly. She likes to go for a walk. She's a happy girl. And it's so funny reading the reports from volunteers, because like every single line is, today she rolled in the grass. Today she rolled in the grass. She loves, loves rolling in the grass. I don't know what it is, but she's having so much fun doing it. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
And then when she finds her person, she gets super snuggly with them. So she's really looking for someone she can trust. She did go on a walk with another dog at the shelter. It's actually the next dog we're going to talk about. And they coexisted well. She was curious about him, sniffed him. But then they didn't really play or anything together. She is afraid of storms and loud noises, so we are recommending a quiet home with no small kids.
Okay.
And you say if you can't adopt, but you're open for a temporary pet?
A foster volunteer, maybe.
Yeah.
Something
Blueberry
like that.
Yep. Would benefit from that foster home, apparently.
Okay. Exactly. So if we can't find her a permanent home, we'd love to find her at least a foster to give her a break from the shelter.
All right.
Just a couple of minutes left here. You got one more dog up for adoption. Tell us about Riley. Very cute dog.
He is. He's a 5-year-old terrier mix, about 40 pounds. He's really interesting because he's got short legs and a long body.
Yeah.
And it's a wiry coat, too. He was surrendered earlier this month because his previous family is facing health issues. But he's very healthy. He's friendly. He likes to give licks and kisses. And he loves going for walks as well as receiving treats and playing. He loves playing with balls. So since he loves his treats and toys so much, he's looking for a home with no other animals because he doesn't want to share. And it's he shouldn't also have small children in his home either. But he did do well walking with Riley. I mean, walking with Blueberry. He is a cutie.
He's very cute. Very cute, yeah.
40 pounds, gee.
Wow. a little chunk.
Yeah, a little chunk.
Yeah.
he looks really good, though. He's just that long.
He does. He looks very fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks very happy, too. All right, Riley. Okay, if people want to find out more about adopting a pet from the Dane County Humane Society, how do they do that, Lisa?
They can visit our website at giveshelter.org.
Okay, right. That makes it easy.
All right.
Well, very good. Anything else, any upcoming events or activities we should know about going on at the Dane County Humane Society?
Yeah.
You can volunteer at Bratfest. And earn money for us when you volunteer. You get paid, I think it's $15 per hour, and that goes straight to DCHS. So that's wonderful.
Very good. All right, Lisa, thank you so much. We appreciate you
being
with us.
All right.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks. That's Lisa Bernard. Okay.
I hope we have found a home for these pets.
Yes. We just have about a minute left here. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to be talking to Jimmy Kay. You know, he helps out with Max Inc. with Rocker on the weekends, but he's got something else going on that we're going to find out about. His dog sitting business, I think.
That's right.
Right?
Yep. And we'll be talking about shredding the American healthcare programs that Trump seems to be obsessed with. And, of course, Sean Duffy is blaming Biden again for the FAA problems. We'll get to that, along with some Medicaid cuts.
And there's also an update of the big plane, that $400 million plane that Trump's getting as a gift.
The castle in the sky.
Yeah. There's some people on his side of the aisle that are not very happy about this. We'll tell you more about that coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.